It's the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21, Deanna Realty, Rock Onushi, Tom Evans here with you as we go to the hotline and welcome in a very special guest from the Columbia Raiders Wrestling Program, their head coach. You know him as Dan Giuliani, who again joins us now on the hotline for the High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. As we were kind of joking off air, you, Tom, and I, a very busy week for you guys over there at Columbia, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, starting up school is just adds to that, a little bit of pressure, but we're ready to go and ready for a big weekend of wrestling.
Well, I'm going to tease Coach Superintendent Bancic then, because at my school, we don't return to school until Monday. So, you know, he cut you guys a little bit short on the vacation, Danny. I'll have to have a talk with him Saturday about that.
Well, please do. Yeah, my sister was bragging about it because, you know, she works for you. So she was bragging about having extra off time.
Good stuff. Hey, Danny, want to talk to you about the Raiders up to this point in time in the season. You guys opened at the North Coast Classic, real tough tournament. You really tested your wrestlers. You went out to Willoughby South to the Rebel, a little bit different for you. Tell us about where you're at right now and as far as evaluating this team.
Yeah, I mean, we got some good film so far. Kind of what we expected. Our lightweights have been holding their own. Michael Fry at 106, one of the top-ranked wrestlers. He's been dominating out there, wrestling some really tough competition and doing really well. Rushi Patel, who I think has shocked a lot of people this year. He's a senior. He didn't get a lot of wrestling time last year because of injuries and other issues. He's really come out, had a really good performance at both North Coast Classic and Willoughby South, winning there, and was just a match short of placing at MIT, only losing to the number two kid in Division III. So he had a really good showing there. We're getting a lot of good ideas about our younger wrestlers. We got a really young crew this year, seeing what we got to work on. And like I told these guys, you know, we throw all these December tournaments at you guys to see what we need to work on in January to build you for February. So we're kind of hitting some of that today when we go to practice, and kind of moving forward from there.
Danny, going to the MIT, big step for the Raiders. Was that the right move or the wrong move? Did you come out of there healthy?
Yeah, we came out of there pretty healthy. We didn't send our whole squad like we usually do. We didn't send a lot of our freshmen and first-year guys. I didn't want to throw them into the fire for that one. They wrestled at a lighter tournament instead. But it was the right move. We saw a lot of competition that I told these guys, you're not going to see some of this until the state tournament. Like I said, with Rushi's match, he wrestled a kid from Miami East. We're not going to see him again until the state tournament. And a lot of that, what we're seeing, is Division I, Division II competition that we don't have to worry about. So they're getting a different look than what we're going to see all month long within our conference and within these smaller tournaments that we're going to be at this month.
Great stuff. We talked about the busy week. Starts the double duel tomorrow night over at Columbia. I know you got a little a youth thing going on Friday, and then the 50th Columbia Invitational Tournament, the Jacob Wasco Tournament. Talk to us about preparing for some league meets this week, a double duel in the league, which we know that's important to you, the defending champs, and then phasing that into Saturday's Jacob Wasco Invitational.
Yeah, the kids, that's their mindset right now, is they want to defend the title. We don't lose, you know, we haven't lost a regular season duel in 2 years, so that's fresh in their minds. They want to go out there and make a statement for themselves. You know, they don't want to ride the coattails of previous teams. But more importantly for us, like I told them, is, you know, this gives you an idea of what you're going to see at the conference tournament and a lot of these teams that we're going to see at sectionals and district time. So, you know, win or lose right now, it's not that important. It's going out there and competing and being aggressive, seeing what you can do against this competition. Because if you just go out there and just do nothing, then we got nothing to build upon. So this is a really great week for us. You know, we've got big plans for tomorrow with our senior night and with our youth night and alumni coming in. As you mentioned, Friday we're hosting a youth tournament or youth match for the first time. So we got some alumni coming in from that are coaching other youth programs, that are bringing their youth kids up to compete against our youth program. And then, yeah, Saturday is the big one. Ray Anthony Sr. has been planning a lot of stuff for this, got a lot of special things we're going to be doing for the 50th anniversary of this tournament. And our guys are really excited. This is the tournament they're always so excited for. They seem to pick it up to another level for this one because it's the home meet and it's in honor of former teammates. So they really pick it up for this tournament.
You talked a little about Patel, you know, really kind of stepping up. We knew Fry was a really hot commodity coming in. Anybody else on the team kind of stepping up, maybe making some advances that you didn't expect or that you thought would and have kind of met the challenge so far?
Yeah, another senior, Shea Fuller. He was also a new kid last year. He came in from Valley Forge, but had to miss most of the season. Is working on his eligibility issues and injuries. So he didn't really get a lot of time last year, but he's come on really strong. He won at Willoughby South. He just missed out on placing at North Coast. And Ethan Valentine, our 132-pound senior, he had a breakthrough year last year. He made it to districts. He hasn't had the wins losses as he wants because he's been battling some injuries right now, but now he's healthy. So he's starting to wrestle to his potential again. So we're really excited for what they're doing. And then the upper weights, you got our other three seniors up there, CJ Deposky, Brian Jones, and heavyweight Ben Bowling, who they've been putting the work in. They've been coming in. It's not been translating right now, but they've also been wrestling some very tough competition. So they're, you know, very close from making that breakthrough, and we're hoping that this week is when they kind of do that.
Outstanding. Well, great stuff, Danny.
Coach, you mentioned a couple football players in there. Is there a process sometimes with the football scene? Obviously, we're a little well removed from football, but does that kind of, I don't want to say hinder the process of getting your feet under you in the new season, but is there a process there with getting some of those football guys ready for wrestling season and getting them to where you want them to be by season's end?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's not, they don't join too, I mean, yeah, sometimes they joined really late on the late, like 2 years, or yeah, it was 2 years ago with the really late playoff run.
Yeah.
It took a few weeks, extra weeks to get them acclimated. But I mean, by this point, you know, everyone's kind of on the same page now. So, like CJ and Brian have done a great job transitioning. Same with Ben from football into wrestling. They've done it for 4 years now, so they know what's expected of them. And I mean, they're also the captains, so they know, you know, what the process is going to look like. And they know this is when we start to amp things up and, you know, try to get us to their peak in February. So coming in, you know, they pretty much know what to expect. And more so the younger guys that are, you know, freshmen coming in for the first time where they think football was, you know, really hard, and then they come into their first wrestling practice and they're like, oh, this is a different kind of intensity.
Certainly. Real quick, Coach, before we let you go, final thought. What are your thoughts maybe around the Lorain County League as you get ready for some more consistent conference action?
It's going to be so wide open fighting, I think. It's, you know, seeing what all these teams have, every team's got some really good wrestlers on their squad. I don't see anyone really standing out as a, you know, total favorite to win it.
Sure.
Everyone's got some really good wrestlers on that team, and it's going to lead to some really good, interesting dual meets, see where coaches kind of play around and see where they move kids to get these matchups and get the favorable matchups. So I think it's going to be a really interesting dual season, and for the tournament, I think it's wide open. I think, oh yeah, a lot of teams out there with a lot of good wrestlers. I think it's going to be a very competitive tournament this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, great stuff. Well, Coach, thank you very much for the time. We always appreciate it. Have a great week, a busy week for you, but best of luck to you and your wrestlers, and hopefully we'll be catching up again here soon.
All right, thank you so much for having us on.
Thanks, Dan.
You got it.
Thank you.
And that is Columbia head wrestling coach Dan Giuliani, kind enough to share some time with us here on the high school wrestling recap. Anything that stood out to you from that conversation? Obviously, a lot of different wrestlers that he's been proud of so far.
Well, it really is a kind of a crazy week because, you know, they do a combination of the duels and the tournament for the LCA championship, and he's got a double duel tomorrow night at home with Brookside, Black River, Clearview. And, you know, Black River could be right in the hunt there. Clearview's got a nice little team there. Brookside is in spot. So that's a big test for him Thursday. And then he's got to turn around and defend the Jacob Wasco title on Saturday.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of pride over there in Columbia. They won that last year. They want to win that again this year. So, you know, you really can't get too down after that duel or rest too much because you're going to come back Saturday, and that's a long day. That's a grind of a day. So that this is a big week for the Raiders, and I think we want to catch our breath a little bit after this. Going back to the football wrestling, it's two different kinds of conditioning. So, you know, Coach Ward works their tails off over there, and they're in as good condition as any football team you have. But the conditioning, and I tell people that's not different. That's not any different than volleyball to basketball for girls. You know, people say, well, those are natural. I said, no, there's a very different conditioning aspect to those two sports, just as there is with wrestling.
Absolutely.
Because just what you're doing with your body and some of those types of things. So it takes a little bit of time to get that in, but you also have to let them heal after football because, you know, they're banged up and they're bruised up. And right now, as they're coming through this kind of holiday tournament type thing, that's why I asked them, you got to be a little bit careful because you can get a little bit banged up at these holiday tournaments that are brutal and then not get kids back till late in the season. That can be awful tough.
Who would have thought that the first basketball reference of the show didn't come from me? It came from you, Tom. How about about that? Surprise, surprise. So big thank you to Coach Giuliani for joining us. Fantastic stuff as always. And if you missed that interview, tomorrow morning it'll be posted up at WEOL.com. I'll try to get that on the front page. It'll also be under the wrestling section under the sports tab. So again, WEOL.com, the spot if you missed our conversation with Coach Giuliani. Let's step aside, take another timeout. When we come back, we'll dive into some of the results from this past week, as well as take a look at what's coming up ahead this week and weekend. So we'll be right back here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening to it on AM 930, WEOL 100.3 FM, on the mobile app, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.